Krishna Vrindiki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Sikosh Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudev Guru Bhakta Vrindiki Jai, Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Samavita Bhakta Vrindiki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premananda. All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga, all glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya Naram chaiva narottamam Devim sarasatim vyasam Tato jayam udirayet. So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 60, entitled Krishna Teases Rukmini, text 47 and 48. 47 has a purport. I think we'll read 47 and then I'll read 48. Please repeat. Naivalikam aham manye. Naivalikam aham manye. Vachaste Madhusudana. Vachaste Madhusudana. Ambaya eva hi praya. Ambaya eva hi praya. Kanyaya syadrati kvachit. Kanyaya syadrati kvachit. Naivalikam mahamanye. Vachaste Madhusudana. Ambaya eva hi praya. Kanyaya syadrati kvachit. Naivalikam mahamanye. Vachaste Madhusudana. Ambaya eva hi praya. Kanyaya syadrati kvachit. Please chant. Naivalikam mahamanye. Vachaste Madhusudana. Kanyaya syadrati kvachit. Naivalikam mahamanye.
Vachaste Madhusudana.
Kanyaya syadrati kvachit. Naivalikam mahamanye. Vachaste Madhusudana. Naivalikam aham manye. Vachaste Madhusudana. Ambaya eva hi praya. Kanyaya syadrati kvachit. Naivalika Mahamanye. Vachaste Madhusudana. Ambai Evahi Praya. Kanyaya Sadrati Puchi. Naivalika Mahamanye. Vachaste Madhusudana. Ambai Evahi Praya. Kanyaya Sadrati Puchi. Na. Not. Eva. Indeed. Alikam. False. Aham. I. Manye. Think. Vacha. Words. Te. Your. Madhusudana. O killer of Madhu. Ambaya. Of Amba. Eva. Eva he. Certainly. Praya. Generally. Kanyaya. The maiden. Syat. Arose. Rati. Attraction to Shalva. Kvachit. Once. Translation purport by disciples of his doyen Srila Prabhupada. Actually, I don't consider your words false, Madhusudan. Quite often, an unmarried girl is attracted to a man, as in the case of Amba. Please repeat. Actually, I don't consider your words false, Madhusudan. Quite often, an unmarried girl is attracted to a man. As in the case of Amba. Purport. Having refuted everything Lord Krishna said, Srimati Rukmini, in a gracious frame of mind, now praises the truthfulness of his statements. In other words, she accepts that Lord Krishna used her as an example to elucidate ordinary female psychology. The king of Kashi had three daughters, Amba, Ambalika, and Ambika, and Amba was attracted to Shalva. This story is narrated in the Mahabharata. We're supposed to read text 48 also. We can chant together if you like. Vyudayas chapi pumsalya manobyeti navam navam budo satim nabibriyat. Tam bibrad ubayachuta. Translation, the mind of a promiscuous woman always hankers for new lovers, even if she is married. An intelligent man should not keep such an unchaste wife, for if he does, he will lose his good fortune both in this life and the next. Om agyana timarandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshur unmilitam tena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschat Jadishatarani Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Naivalika mahamanye vachaste madhusudana ambaya eva hi praha kanyaya syadriti kvachit. So, this giving example here from Mahabharata of Amba, who was the daughter of the king of Kashi, story is that Bhishma Dev, he was son of Santanu Maharaj. And Santanu, after he departed, he had Bhishma through Ganga, his consort Ganga. And after Ganga left, because Santanu broke his promise of not challenging her for any of her actions, so Bhishma was left, and Santanu then became attracted to Satyavati, who was the fisherman's daughter. She was ferrying passengers across the river like that. She was also the mother of Vyasadeva through Parashar, but she kept her virginity like that by his mystic potencies. And she became married to Santanu by the efforts of Bhishmadev. Bhishma took vow that he would remain celibate throughout his life, so that because Satyavati's father said that Satyavati was supposed to be the mother of the king, according to astrologers like that. So he didn't want to give Satyavati to the king, even though Santanu Maharaj was a great, powerful emperor of the Kuru dynasty like that. And he said, no, you have another son, he'll become king. And even if he doesn't become king, then his children will become king. So Bhishma took vow before this father of Satyavati that I will remain celibate throughout my life. That's a very important point. So therefore, Satyavati became married to Santanu. She had two children through Santanu, this Chitrangada and Vichitravirya. Chitrangada was appointed the crown prince like that, but he had some unfortunate fate that he was challenged by one Gandharva. Gandharva, he had name also, Chitrangada. So he didn't like that some ordinary human being had the same name as him. So he challenged him to fight and killed Chitrangada. That left Vichitravirya to continue the Kuru line. Vichitravirya, he became of age, and Bhishma, he said that these three daughters of the king of Kashi, Amba, Ambalika, and Ambika, they would make very good wives for this Vichitravirya. So he went there. Of course, there's some intrigue was also there that the king of Kashi didn't invite them to their Swayamvar. And in fact, that generally the daughters of the Kashi kingdom were given to the princes of the Hastinapur, that dynasty, the Kuru dynasty. But Bhishma took it as great insult. So he went there to the Swayamvar and he took away those three girls, Amba, Ambalika, and Ambika. He took them to be married to Vichitravirya. That time, there was some fighting going on. And actually, this Amba, as described here, that she had affection for Shalva. So Shalva fought Bhishma. Many of the kings didn't bother fighting him, but Bhishma was such a powerful warrior that he defeated all the other princes. And he took these three girls back to their capital, Hastinapur, like that. And that time, Amba said, I've actually given my heart to this Shalva. And I was just ready to garland him at the Swayamvar, and Bhishma took me, kidnapped me like that. So there was very much, this caused some consternation in them all. They, Vichitravirya said, oh, I can't marry a woman that has given her heart to some other man. So Amba, she was sent back to Shalva. Unfortunately, this Shalva, he didn't accept her. That he said, I've been defeated by Bhishma. He's taken you by the hand. He's taken you for another person. But actually, Shalva suggested that she should be married to Bhishma because he took her away. He kidnapped her like that from the Swayamvar. And so he refused to accept her, even though she had given him her heart. And so she didn't know what to do. She didn't. She couldn't go back home, and she didn't. She, of course, she went back to Bhishma eventually and said that Shalva wouldn't accept me. That you should accept me. Bhishma said, "I can't accept you. I've taken vow of celibacy. I can never marry. So I." You can do whatever you want. You can. He just walked away from her. She became very angry, furious like that. She went to the forest and performed some austerities. This mentioned that the son of Lord Shiva gave her a garland that she's because she was so angry, she could only think how to kill this Bhishmadev. She had to get some revenge. Actually, I don't know this. I mentioned to my wife this morning that they're talking about female psychology, and she laughed at me. She says, "What are you going to tell about female psychology?" Anyway, Amba, she wanted revenge. So she got this garland, the son of Lord Shiva. He said that whoever wears this garland will kill this Bhishma for you. So she went around to different kings, to different princes, and offered them, "Here, do take this garland and kill this Bhishma." And everyone refused. He's such a great warrior. Nobody wanted to have any part of it. They don't want to, has nothing to do with it. Eventually, she ended up at the Drupad, the king of Drupad. And she told him the story, her whole story, like that. She said, "Please take this garland and kill Bhishma." He said, "Anybody else, I would do it for you, but Bhishma, he's a very good person. He's great personality. He's not only powerful he didn't consider because he's Kshatriya, but he was a good person. Why should I kill him?" So that time, Amba was very disgusted that no one would take up the challenge. She threw the garland onto a pillar there, and Drupad became very upset that this happened and like that. Amba eventually went to the forest and performed some other austerities, some more austerities. This time Lord Shiva himself came and said that you can kill Bhishma in your next life. This will be the... actually, before that... Where is that? The story comes in that Amba's grandfather was a friend of Parashuram. Parashuram, he requested Parashuram to take action against this Bhishma, because actually Bhishma Dev was the disciple of Parashuram. So Parashuram said, "All right, I'll take care of everything. You call him, I'll call him." They sent for Bhishma, and Bhishma came to see his Guru Maharaj, Parashuram, who taught him military arts. And he said that, "You have to marry this girl. She has to have a husband. And she's come to me in this condition. She's very distressed. And she needs a husband. So you please marry this girl." Bhishma said, "What? What are you saying? How I can do that? I've taken vow of celibacy. How I can take this girl's hand in marriage?" He said, "I can't do it." She said, "No, you have to, because I've taken her cause up, and I'm your guru, and therefore you have to do it." Bhishma refused again, and he said, "All right, then I'll either curse you or you'll have to fight with me." So Bhishma, he didn't know what to do. He didn't want to be cursed by his guru. He said, "All right, then I'll fight you." So they fought. Bhishma Dev and Parashuram, they fought day after day. No one can defeat the other. There's some details are there like that, but eventually Bhishma Dev, they couldn't defeat each other, so Bhishma Dev was, they recommended that Bhishma should surrender to his this Parashram because he was his guru, said, all right. Parashram was very pleased with him. He said, all right, you will be the greatest fighter. No one will defeat you. Of course, Bhishma Dev had previously received benediction from Shantanu because he had taken that vow of celibacy that he would never die unless he desired to. So these are some of the benedictions that were given. That time, benedictions had some power potencies that Srila Prabhupada mentions even this Sringi, he cursed Maharaj Pariksit. He was a 12-year-old boy. People had such potencies. That's even 5,000 years ago. They had such potencies that they could bless or curse someone. Very Yasya Prashada, Bhagavat Prashada. That's still the spiritual master, by his mercy, this disciple gets the benediction of Krishna. So anyway, this Amba, she was didn't know what to do, so she eventually burnt herself. She entered into a fire, built a fire, and entered into it so that she could take revenge on Bhishma. She took that garland from the. She was born in the house of Maharaj Drupada, and eventually, actually, she some. More details on that. She was born as a woman like that, Shikhandi. And somehow or other, I don't know, these things were going on back then. She changed her sex, became a man. But before that, she took that garland. And Drupada was very upset. Why you've taken that garland? She put the garland on. Said, you don't know, but I've been born in your house to kill this Bhishma. And so anyway, she fought in the Battle of Kurukshetra, Shikhandi. They had great dilemma how to kill this Bhishma Dev. Krishna and the Pandavas were discussing this, and Krishna told them secret that this Shikhandi, she was previously a woman, so Bhishma will not fight her. And Bhishma also knew that she was to be the death of him. But Bhishma, of course, he was very powerful Kshatriya. He didn't want to be killed by any woman. But anyway, they kept Shikhandi in front, and with the arrows of Arjuna, they filled Bhishma Dev with so many arrows. He lay on this bed of arrows and gave up his body at his own time like that. So this is the story of Amba, Mahabharata. Other than that, what can I say? It's mentioned here in the next verse, the mind of a promiscuous woman always hankers for new lovers, even if she is married. An intelligent man should not keep such an unchaste wife, for if he does, he will lose his good fortune both in this life and the next. So there's some important instructions in the Chanakya, that Chanakya Niti, that here it says that if a man keeps such an unchaste wife, he will lose his good fortune both in this life and the next. So the converse is also true. It's also mentioned that Dampatyo Kalaha Nasti Swayam Shri Swayam, where is it? Swayam Shri Sriham Agata, that the Murka Yatra Na Pujante, that there is some, if someone wants some good fortune, there's some secret given by Chanakya Pandit. He says that where a fool is not worshipped, is not given any respect, a rascal is not given any respect, Danyam Yatra Susanchita, that where grains are stored, and Tampatyo Kalaho Nashti, that there is no fighting between man and his wife. Tatra Sri Swayam Agata, that the goddess of fortune will automatically come on her own accord. So these are some secrets that if there's no fighting here, it's mentioned. Tampatyo Kalaho Nashti. Tampatyo is a wife, Kalaha. Fighting, nasty. So then the goddess of fortune will automatically come. There's also mention, this is the mind of a promiscuous woman. This mentioned here is Pumschalya. Pumschalya means that Pums is a man and Chalya means to move. So Pumschalya is one woman that moves from man to man, or she can able to move men to according to her desire like that. So this is one of three types of women that are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Fifth canto is mentioned that there's Sairini, Kamini, and Pumschali. Sairini means independent, or she keeps to her own class like that. She marries according to her own nature. And Kamini means she's very lusty. I don't know how much different is it. Haven't given too much details about these different categories. How Kamini is different from Pumschali that moves from man to man or lusty. But anyway, these three classifications are given, and an intelligent man should not keep such an unchaste wife. For if he does, he will lose his good fortune. Again, Chanakya Pandit gives another instruction, important instruction. He says that Mata yasya guhe nasti bharya cha priya vadini. Cha priya, apriya. Apriya vadini means who doesn't speak very nicely. The bharya is the wife. Mata yasya grihe nasti, one who doesn't have a mother at home. This is a importance of the mother in Vedic civilization. And Vedic civilization means that the mother is so given such an exalted position. Mata yasya grihe nasti, one who doesn't have mother in home at his home, and whose wife is apriya vadini, who doesn't speak very nicely. Apriya Vadini, Aranyatena Gantavyam. That he should go to the forest. What is the use? It says, Yataranyam Tatagriham. For him, the forest or the house is more or less the same. So these are, of course, are some Vedic instructions, how important woman is in household life. Is very important position that Mata Yasya Grihe Nasti. Woman in the scriptures, according to the scriptures, the woman is called Mother, Mata. Mata Grihe Nasti. Matrivat Paradareshu. That intelligent person is one who sees all other women as his wife, as his mother, excuse me. Others' wives as his mother. Matrivat paradarishu. Paradravyeshu lostrivat. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu. Ya pasiti sapandita. This is the qualifications of a learned person. To see other people's wives as his mother, to see other people's possessions as lostrivat. Just like stone, and Atmavat Sarva Bhuteshu. He sees other people as he sees himself. Sapasyati, who sees like this? Yeah, Sapandita, he's a learned person. So this is the scriptural injunctions. We have to see how to mold our lives according to the scriptures. Shastra Chakshusha. We should not say, actually, one thing I was struck by is Srila Prabhupada, how strict he was following Rupa Goswami, Jana Sanghas, that to associate with other people. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inquired, he was questioned, what is the business of a Vaishnava? And the reply was, what? Asat Sangatyaga e Vaishnavachar. The Vaishnava is one who gives up Asat Sangha, worldly association. So I was really struck one time in one lecture, Srila Prabhupada mentions that he said that I've seen that some of our disciples are practicing this yoga, yoga asanas. He actually said it was nonsense in this particular. Of course, I don't want to start, because sometimes Desha Kala Patra, that sometimes one speaks according to time, place, and circumstance. But the point is that how strict he was, he says that we don't associate with any of their qualities. This is the strictness, asat sanga tyage vaishnavachar. We should give up all other association. What is that? Krishna bhakti kaila sarva karma krita hai. Shradavan, what is that? Shraddha shabde vishvas kahe sudrida nischaya. Krishna bhakti kaila sarva karma krita hai. That we should have faith that simply by performing devotional service, all other activities, we don't have to do any other activities outside of Krishna consciousness. That whatever we do, we can see, is this activity, what is the purpose of this activity? Is this activity for the satisfaction of Krishna? Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yaj jahoshi, dadasi, yat. Everything we do, it should have some kind of connection with Krishna. That we are doing this for the pleasure of Krishna. Of course, what we do, that's sometimes, we used to always, when we were preaching in India, life membership like that, we would go around to big businessmen. They were doing so many wonderful activities, their activities, what they are, earning money. And the point is that there's no need. Srila Prabhupada also said there's no need for changing activities. Arjun, he was shooting arrows. Duryodhana was shooting arrows. The big difference between the activities of Arjun and the activities of Duryodhana. One was based his activities for the pleasure of Krishna, and the other was for his own sense gratification. So whatever we do, that's not so important, but the point is that the Krishna consciousness is there. That is all we have to see. So I don't have, there's a very short purport here. I don't have much to say. I don't know anything about female psychology, so I think we'll end there today. And if any questions or comments, we have our say. Yes, he's got the mic. All right. I'll go ahead, Dharma.
Hare Krishna. Regarding Ishmadev, so disobeying his guru's instruction to marry Amber, I was told that that is the only instruction that a disciple can disobey of the spiritual master, the order to get married. Can you say something on that?
Can I say something about that? Well, there's other precedents, actually. He wasn't the first one that did like that. The four Kumaras also refused to the instruction of their father, Lord Brahma, told them to propagate progeny like that, and they refused.
Is that an injunction?
Well, Mahajano Yena Gata Sapantaha, we can take it as an injunction, I think so. That the great personalities have done like that. One should, in this regard, I can say one thing is that one has to act according to his capacity, his adhikar is called, his qualification. We've seen, there's also been examples of people that have given up their household life for another household life. That's not acceptable. I mean, in general. Yes, to recall.
Yeah, so that point Ramaraj was touching on, it's, there's some more intricacies there. What happened is that because Amba had given her heart to Shalva, then Bhishma says that's irreligious. In other words, he even quote in the Mahabharata, there's a quote. When I gave class the last time, I also quote that thing. He God. Says that...
You already told the story?
He said that... that
sorry,
he said that if she gave her heart to another man, then you can't accept that, you know? So on that grounds, because it's considered irreligious to do that, he can disobey the spiritual master. He can disobey his guru. And then, of course, he had taken the vow not to get married. So he says, because Parshuram is instigating him to commit an irreligious act, on that grounds, he can disobey his spiritual master. He gives some different quotes and things, maybe with Sukracharya and different things.
Bali Maharaj also refused to accept the instructions of Sukracharya.
Yeah.
There's injunction is there. Actually, injunction is there. Guru Avyaliptasya, that one, that the guru is not of proper conduct if he's not a Vaishnav. One can reject him.
Then when he was, when Sikandin, who was Amba, Sikandin, when Amba became Sikandin, Bhishma would not fight with Sikandin because he says it's immoral, it's irreligious to fight with a woman.
You yes.
see? Yeah, you know. So he said I would never fight with a woman or one who had been a woman, you know. Yeah. So that's why every time Sikandin comes to him, he would turn away. He would just, you know,
Yes. Thing
like that. And then, you know, sometimes Krishna told Arjuna, put Sikandi in the front. So when Sikandi is in the front, Bhishma would turn away. And, you know, like that, Arjuna was able to overcome him.
All right, thank you. Anything else? Ladies, you can comment on... Okay. Akuti Magamati.
Just one thing I've noticed within our society is that we were talking about, you know, between wives and husbands and things like that, but I see that a lot of problem is that the relationship between different couples, that many times the wives are very friendly with the other person's husband. I know that in Veda culture they used to, like, if they go to a function, that the women would all hang out together and the men would all hang out together. Prabhupada mentioned that you, especially like on buses and things like that, they would split up. But it seems like promiscuity is aroused when the couples are intermingling among themselves, and it's not very healthy.
Not very healthy?
Not very healthy spiritually, yes. Ends up, you know, sometimes the wife will end up with the husband of their friend or something like that, because there's so much association, kind of too much familiarity, not enough separation.
Yeah, it's a common problem, especially Kali Yuga. We want to just say something also about Kali Yuga. Sometimes I was thinking so many things to say, how there's, you know, this, what do you call, women's liberation sort of thing, that making everything equal. Srila Prabhupada, of course, everybody knows that he didn't accept such things. So there's no question that, I mean, they're of inferiority or superiority, because if you have some problem with your leg or your hand, it's the same thing, but you can't say it's the same. Hand is not the leg, or the leg is not the hand, but they have different functions. Both are important. Anyway, Madhumati, Mataji.
I was inquiring about Shikhandi. I always found it very strange that how, because he was a woman in his previous life, that, you know, Bhishma wouldn't fight. Was he as Shikhandi? Was he a proper man, a full man, or was he a man and a woman together?
No. He, as far as what I researched, what I read, that he was born as a female and became a male according to the benediction of some yaksha like that or something. So how it happened, I don't know. There's no details, but how these things happened back then.
Oh, so he was born as Shikhandi as a woman?
As a woman.
Oh, okay. So then when they're saying previous life...
That's my understanding, at least.
Sometimes they try to... They use a word or not together or something like a gay, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I always find it a little strange that Amba directed her anger at Bhishma. Amba directed her anger at Bhishma instead of Shalva, because he was the one who rejected her. Bhishma said he went there to get them for Vitruvirya. But it's strange that she directed her anger. She went back to him and he refused.
This
her.
Is the female psychology. You have to enlighten us.
No, it's not a psychology.
I don't
just,
know.
Just,
how it acts. How it strange. Acts. How it acts, who can say? All right. Yes,
okay. I have a question.
Yes.
It's more of a comment regarding what Akuti said.
Okay.
She was saying that how promiscuous it is that, you know, women are associating with other people's husbands. But I think that we need to beware that, you know, in the society of devotees, we make close friends. And... just like in a society in Vedic times, you know, you had your cousins and your uncles and your grandparents, and so there is an extended family, and those were your close friends, they were your family. So in a society of devotees, we do develop, you know, close relationships like family with other couples, and it's a very healthy. And it's very loving, and it's very respectful, and it's healthy. It's a healthy situation.
This everything has its utility. We have to judge by its utility. Even Srila Prabhupada said that even the liquor is made from sugar. He said that, but the utility becomes bad because it's it gives a bad effect. So Srila Prabhupada, he also sent, as you mentioned, he sent three household couples to London, to England, to start the
and
center.
And they were
there.
Associating
and
very
they,
closely.
They associated quite closely, and
like
they were
a family.
Very successful because their center was Krishna and the order of their spiritual master. So that has to be seen. Another thing that came to my mind also during preparation is that there's one... very interesting statement Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes is that Bahir Mukha Jan Shastra Deya Dushta Mati, that the from the scriptures these rascals, they get some Dushta Mati, they get evil intelligence, and the Shastra Jan Say Shastra Deya Krishna Rati, that the devotees, they get inspired in their Krishna consciousness from the same shastras like that. So it all depends on utility. How? What is your purpose? If you want to make business with Krishna, you can do that, but you won't get the real benefits of devotional service. If you want to, what is that? Vishaya chadira sera sema gya. If you want to really taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness, you have to give up this this desire for sense gratification. You don't want to use Krishna as our order supplier and try to make ourselves very comfortable in this world. That's not the purpose of Krishna consciousness.
That's why it's Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
It's called consciousness. You know?
Yes.
It's the important thing, how you do it. Thank you.
I was also linking that the... Actually, this is interesting. The previous verse here is quoted in the Chaitanya Bhagavat purport, mentioning about how Krishna and his internal energy are non-different. So I was thinking, what does this mean, a non-different? What is this non-difference between Krishna's energies? Srila Prabhupada, the very prominent example is the sun and the sunshine. You can't have the sun without the sunshine. You can't have the sunshine without the sun. Because will you say that Krishna and Rukmini are one? How are they? They're not one. We don't accept this Mayavad philosophy that everything is one. There is variety, vishesh, nirvishesha shunyavadi, that Srila Prabhupada established paschacha dishatarani. Tarani means to deliver us from the nirvishesh, that we accept the vishesh, the variety. So there's variety, but they're one because there's no question of separation between Krishna and his energies. Rukmini Devi, yes? How did you have some?
Probably it was mentioned in the Bhagavatam.
Sorry?
It was mentioning in the Bhagavatam that women who think of like other men,
yes,
they should be like having their husband, they should be condemned. Is that a rule only for women and not for men?
No, that we mentioned Chanakya Pandit, a man, if he's actually yapasyati sapandita, if he's actually learned, that matrivat paradarishu, that he sees other women as his mother, all other women. That is the injunction that Srila Prabhupada many times quoted, this injunction, matrivat paradarishu, that he should see all other women as his mother. So, no, it's not just for women,
but
both
always
sides.
Always here, it's mentioning
about, huh?
It always like pond upon like woman, not the man.
Well,
so it should be like. You know.
I don't know if it's always like that, but you may perceive like that, but no, both sides are there. That this. Same thing that Rupa Goswami says, the janasangas that can ruin one's devotional service by associating with. And then there's a very important verse is there. What is that? Niskinchanasya Bhagavan Vajanon Mukasya Param Param Jigamishur Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Atayoshitam Cha. That one has to give up. If someone is serious about spiritual life, he has to give up that. All right. Anything else?
They're talking with
something
top-topic
going on.
About the regulation for men, what she mentioned about regulation for men, that it doesn't apply.
Yes.
Which is not, in one sense, if you go to see it, in those days, women actually were respected for what they served and how they served. They were known for nurturing and bringing quality into life,
yes,
by nurturing the new generation. That was their prime duty. And at the same time, the men's prime duty was always to protect these women who nurtured them and respect them for that, for what they carried out in the community. And yeah, that is why they carried a greater responsibility, where they could take on multiple women to make sure that they come out with the right progeny. That was the whole idea, and that is why. But sometimes it is misinterpreted that the men could have multiple wives and things like that, but that was not really the consciousness. We have ample number of examples in our scriptures where, you know, they are faithful to their wives and they stood their ground, like Lord Ramchandra himself for that matter. So it's really not that. It's just how you want to interpret out of it as to what the men can do and cannot do. And it's the consciousness of the individual of what they desire to execute is what they will see out of the scripture.
All right. Dharmaraj says something else. We'll stop there.
Hare Krishna. Anyway, Justin, with the comment of Mother Akuti, I just want to cite one instance that there's one celebrity, he went to do a show in one of these Muslim countries. So it is actually, you know, they're all Karmis, nothing to do with God, just, you know, their central advocation program. But what was pointed out is that they had this big hall, I don't know, hundreds of people were there, and he was on the stage. And he actually noted that their culture was such that there was an aisle in the middle, and all the men were on one side, and the women were on the other. You know, they had nothing to do with religious life, but that was just their culture, that even when they go out on functions, they don't mix. They just, all the husbands and the males on one side, the wives and whatever. So it's a point of culture. And I do remember my Guru Maharaj told me once, he said that when he used to go to India, sometimes for 3 days he would stay in Grihastha's homes. And within that 3 days, everything would be provided for him. His meals would be on time, his clothes would be taken care of, everything that he needs. But he would never see the females in the home. All he would see is the husband that he would associate with. And they were behind the scenes and they were doing everything. So like that level of culture is what Mother Kuti was talking about. I just want to point it out.
All right, we'll stop there. Grant Raj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.